Wilfred, seek respect mainly from thyself, for it comes first from within. Stephen H. Kugler.
God, it's so nice to have an afternoon off. I'm glad you're able to come out to lunch with me.
Well, Mondays are usually pretty light.
It's Thursday.
Right. I'm just saying that Mondays work too, lunch-wise. Jenna?
Oh my God, Nick, hey!
I thought it was you.
This is my neighbor, Ryan.
Hey.
I profiled Nick for the local Hero of the Week segment on the 5 o'clock news. He spent a whole year in Africa building houses for the poor.
Solar powered, of course. They each have the carbon footprint of a tiny African baby. Oh, and I made them shoes.
Nick is an amazing person.
Hey, it's all about the kids. You have shoes now. So.
Wow, you're like the great white Oprah, aren't you?
Actually, I think of myself as post-racial. What do you do, Ryan?
Oh, well, it's Thursday, so...
Ryan used to be a very powerful lawyer, but now he's taking some time off.
Ah, to do what?
You know...
Well, that sounds...
Come on, mate. Give us a bit of that Gouda I'm smelling.
Wilfred, no. You can't have cheese.
Well, what am I supposed to eat? The grass down here tastes like shit. And the shit tastes like grass.
Wilfred? Wilfred? Wilfred, come back!
I'll go. You two catch up.
Wilfred's peeing.
You know, cheese isn't good for you.
I'm sick of you telling me what I can and can't do. It's like those baby killers say, my body, my choice.
Oh, I'm sorry, but apparently looking after you is my sole reason for getting out of bed. What am I doing with my life? Nothing.
Don't undersell yourself. How many people can watch a whole season of The Wire in one sitting? Not many, I'd wager. That shit is dense.
The way Jenna jumped in to cover for me, like I'm some kind of loser. Is that what people think of me?
What are you, a golden retriever? What do you care what other people think?
Excuse me? Would you sign a petition to support the South Venice Hospice?
Yeah, sure.
Great, just sign right here, but don't worry about the address part. You can just leave that blank.
Why would I do that?
Well, you could list a shelter or something.
Shelter? You think I'm homeless? Do I look homeless?
Well, you are talking to a dog.
At the South Venice Hospice.
Here we are.
Whoa, you said we were going for a walk. A walk, Ryan, which by definition means no destination. Even a cat knows that.
I thought it would be a good idea for us to get off the couch and do some volunteer work.
You mean like community service? That's for drunk drivers and wife beaters, not decent folk like us. Now come on, let's go over to that playground and blaze a fatty.
Come on, it'll feel good to do something worthwhile. Besides, these people have a lifetime of wisdom to share with us.
Like what? How to keep from sitting on your balls?
Wilfred, we're doing this.
You can't make me do whatever you want. You're not my husband. Oh, my God. The stench.
Wilfred, you can't pee here.
Why not? Everyone else is.
Hi. We're here to volunteer.
Oh, fantastic. Stay right there. I'm gonna start planning your parade.
Just a cake will be fine. Anyway, this is Wilfred, and
I'm... Let's not bother with the names, you know? If you make it through the day, we'll revisit this.
Kill me, please.
What?
I want to die. When won't they let me die?
Oh, you don't mean that. You've got a lot of living to do. There are mountains to be climbed.
Whoa. Who's going to change his diaper on those mountains, huh? These people are ready to die. Hope is the last thing they need.
A coffin is the last thing they need up top.
I just thought...
Our only job is to offer them peace and comfort for their final days, not cheery little pep talks. Think you can handle that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Mr. Gordon.
You can't do that.
Can't eat cheese, can't jack morphine. Is there anything I can do, Ryan?
That dog can't be in here.
Oh, it's okay. He's a service dog.
There's something about that dog I don't like. Something about him rattles me bones.
I ain't rattling your bones. Not without a few drinks in me.
Have a nice day.
I don't get it, Ryan. No one in America wants to be a nurse. Admit it, Ryan. You're not getting any satisfaction out of this. You're only here so Jenna and everyone will think you're a do-gooder.
Yeah, okay. I want to be admired. I want people to think I'm a good person, like that douchebag in the park. What's wrong with that?
The only opinion that matters is yours. Now, come on, let's get stoned and then go home and get stoned.
I'm not going anywhere, and neither are you.
Fine. You want to heal the sick like Florence Henderson? Be my guest.
That's Florence Nightingale.
No, I'm talking about the episode where Jan got the mumps. Was that Bobby? And why did they need Alice? Sure, they had six kids, but Carol didn't even work. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm very, very high. I'm going to take a nap.
At the hospice.
Mr. Helms, I took that pile of photos on your dresser and I put them in the scrapbook so you could look at your loved ones.
Mr. Helms stares into space.
If there's anything else I can do for you.
Wait.
Yes?
To that thing you did for me in Paris.
I'm not sure I...
Come on, Betty. The war's over. Take these trousers off and toss my salad.
What?
Do it, you little whore. Get your tongue in there and play with yourself.
That's it. I'm done.
Hey, volunteer guy, scrub that out.
Actually, I was just about to get my dog and...
Wilfred's in Mr. Gordon's bed.
Oh my God, your dog.
Officer, I swear, she told me she was three.
I'm sorry, I'll get him out
of here. No. He sensed that Mr. Gordon was leaving us and he didn't want him to die alone. Your dog did a beautiful thing.
He did? Well, compassion was the first trick I taught him. Hi, I'm Ryan.
Everybody, this is Ryan and his dog Wilfred.
At Jenna's.
I knew Wilfred was special, but this is amazing.
Well, I'm not sure he actually did anything.
No, I've heard about this kind of thing. There was this cat in Ohio that predicted 22 deaths. They say that it's a chemical thing, something that they can smell.
I just thought he went in there to pass out. Sleep. So, Wilfred has a gift. How about that?
I am so proud of him. I'm proud of you both.
Come here, Wilfred. Come here. I'm gonna make you a special dinner. Yeah.
Hey, if you're not doing anything, do you want to join us? I'm just gonna toss a salad.
Sounds great.
Okay. Bye.
Think you might be disappointed, mate. Sometimes the term toss salad means a bowl of lettuce.
Drop it. Wilfred, come on. I don't want you to be sick when we go back to the hospice tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going back.
What? Why?
I know you're getting off on being a big hero, but let's look at the reality. I'm a dog with a wondrous spiritual gift. And you're a man who made a 30-foot paperclip chain last week.
Wilfred.
Who has the power now, Ryan? Because it's feeling like...
He circles his hand like the Wheel of Fortune.
Me. If I'm going to do this, it's going to cost you.
Okay, what do you want?
What I want is whatever I want.
But that stuff makes you...
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Makes me what?
It makes you...
Come again?
I'm not playing this.
Wilfred eats cheese and breaks wind.
Oh, God! Don't deny yourself, Ryan. Enjoy it. Enjoy me!
At the hospice.
Look at that. It's like Wilfred is an angel of mercy to them. I'm glad you came back. It's nice to see someone who really cares. There's a lot of jerks who volunteer just to make themselves look good.
You're kidding. Do people actually do that?
Oh, yeah.
That dog need to go back where he come from. The gates of hell.
Maybe you should go back to where you came from. Right over there, where you were standing, before you came over here.
Don't mind Ruby. She's been a total bitch since the earthquake took her family. Oh, look. It's like Wilfred can sense that Mrs. Miller is ready to leave us. I'm gonna go call her family.
Yeah, you can run, but you can't hide. You can't really run either, can you?
Ha, check me.
I'm reading you a book, Mr. Helms.
Did I ever tell you about the time I choked a Jap? 1942, when I was at my first Brandeis mixer.
I think it's time for your nap.
Dog guy.
What's going on?
Mrs. Miller hasn't passed yet. Maybe Wilfred's wrong. Was yesterday just a fluke?
No. Wilfred's done this a lot. He predicted 22 deaths at a hospital in Ohio.
I thought that was a cat.
Mainstream media.
Piss off, I'm working!
Maybe he could use a little walk. What's the problem, Wilfred? You said you could do this.
Save it, Ryan. I'm under enough pressure.
Where'd you get that keycard?
That dare be none of your business.
Stealing medicine.
Oh, you can't do this.
I can do whatever I want. That's the deal, right?
I'm not kidding around here, Wilfred. This is serious stuff.
Some of it is. Some of it's just over-the-counter crap.
This is not gonna happen.
All right, then. Well, I guess we're through here. I'll go back to being a dog, and you can go back to your celebrated status as a land baron in Farmville.
Ryan relents.
Bottoms up.
Wilfred downs a cocktail of pills.
Oh, that's right. You're driving.
He downs a second dose.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go shepherd Mrs. Miller's soul to heaven. Or hell. I'll leave those details to others.
Out in a corridor.
I promise you, she was so close. She was right on the brink of death.
Ryan finds Wilfred in Mrs. Miller's room.
Tell the truth, Wilfred. This is all just a scam, isn't it?
These things take time. Trust me, she's on her way out. Just give me some dinner. I want pizza.
Huh. The last thing I'm giving you is more cheese.
Pizza is what I want. We had a deal.
Well, that's when I was stupid enough to think you were for real. The deal's off. Now, let's get out of here before we completely humiliate ourselves.
Ryan steps out.
Any minute now.
He hurries back to find Wilfred clutching a pillow.
So, about that pizza.
Did you?
Oh my God. Wilfred did it again.
And I want the kind with cheese in the crust.
Ryan, stunned, back home.
You lied to me. You told me you had a gift.
And you told me we were getting pizza. What's the bigger lie here, mate? I ask you that.
I can't believe I let this happen. You killed that woman!
Now, that's just crazy talk. You're really overreacting here.
I saw you with the pillow.
I was fluffing it!
Over her face!
I'm just doing God's work, mate. And a lot more efficiently, I must say.
Well, it stops now.
Hey! I've been waiting for you to get home. I told my producer about your work at the hospice, and he agreed that you and Wilfred would be perfect for our next Hero of the Week segment.
Oh, I'm no hero.
Of course you are. Look, it'll be great. Me and my cameraman will follow you around the hospice so we can show the whole world what you've done.
I don't think that's such a great idea.
Yeah.
Be so modest.
It's not like you were doing this to impress anybody.
I've kind of already committed for tomorrow night's broadcast.
Look, Jenna.
Ryan, you're doing this. I can't call my producer and tell him that I couldn't book my own dog.
You hear that, Ryan?
Hey.
I'm gonna be a TV star.
Ryan.
Let's start working on my catchphrase.
At the hospice.
So I'd like to get some B-roll of you with one of the patients. Maybe him?
Mr. Helms.
Anyone else?
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm the Jenna. Staff coordinator. I am so happy that you're doing a story on Ryan and his amazing work. You are an inspiration.
I'm really not.
Stop it! Okay, can you believe that I had to talk him into this? Some people would kill for this kind of attention.
I know, right? So humble.
Excuse me.
He's so sweet.
In some toilets.
We can't go through with this.
Relax, Ryan. This is what you wanted, isn't it? To be a well-regarded douchebag?
No. I mean, I thought
Sorry, Ryan, but I have the power now. I can't be bothered by what you want anymore. Now it's about what the people want, and they want sweet release. I'm their savior, mate. So the question isn't what does Ryan want? It's what would Wilfred do?
That's exactly what I'm afraid of.
Wilfred snorts a fat line of crushed tablets, then stares at his own reflection.
It's showtime.
He struts out of the toilets, gliding like the Messiah among the hospice's old-timers.
Hey, everybody! Wilfred's back! Pick me! I just want to die!
No, no! I'm more tumor than person! Pick me!
I'll suck your dick!
That's a good pitch, but I want to hear others. You, Skeletor, why do you deserve to die?
You think you smart, but I figure out what you are doing. You dog be distracting everybody so you can steal our medicine.
Zip it, Ruby. I checked the records. Your key card is the only one accessing the drug closet. So if anything's missing, it's on you.
You'll be sorry. Soon, everybody be sorry.
Don't worry, I'll deal with the nurse. I'll make her see the light.
What are you gonna-
Hey, are you ready for your close-up? All right, Ryan, we're almost ready. Are you nervous?
I'm just trying to figure out how the hell I got here.
Okay, just be yourself.
You know, the one thing that being in front of the camera has taught me is that some people are gonna like you and some people are gonna hate you. But if you worry about what other people think, you'll just drive yourself crazy. It'll be great. So I'm just gonna start by asking you a few questions. And then,
oh my God! It's Ruby.
Ruby's fallen from the roof.
Wilfred!
Oh my God! You did it! You really did it!
Whatever I did for the both of us.
No! I never wanted this!
Tell me something, Ryan. When those pathetic bags of bones down there fall to their knees and pray for death, who do you think they're praying to? Me! That's who.
You've lost your mind. It's like you've got some kind of God complex.
I'll let you in a little secret, Ryan. I haven't got a God complex. I am God! Thunder!
How did you do that?
Lucky coincidence!
You got it wrong, Wilfred. And so did I. I don't care what other people think. The only thing that matters is how I feel about myself.
Well, it's a little late for that.
I won't let you get away with this.
Stay out of my way. Or the next bed I curl up in might be yours.
No!
I have something to say.
You're making a big mistake, Ryan.
I don't care. I can't let this go on any longer.
Hey, look. Ruby left a suicide note.
She did? Are you sure it's in human handwriting? I swear that's not a racial thing.
Look, Ryan, I hate to do this, but I think there's a bigger story here than you and Wilfred.
Oh, no, there's no story here. We don't need this kind of publicity.
I'm sorry, but you've got a rogue nurse who apparently stole huge amounts of drugs and then killed herself out of guilt. This is a pretty juicy exclusive.
Well, this hospice is struggling as it is. This could shut us down.
I know, and I feel really, really badly. We're going live.
You know, you had me worried back there at the hospice. You didn't actually kill anyone, did you?
No, Ryan. Except for the old lady, I definitely killed her. Gotcha. But seriously, I did. Ah, I'm kidding.
Wait, you're kidding that you did, or are you kidding that you didn't?
Okay, Ryan, I really don't want you to get mad here. But I'm guilty of being charming and killing an old lady with kindness and a pillow. Just kidding! Or am I?
Ryan storms off. Wilfred grabs a beer.
Nice kid. That is so typical of Western thinking. If you can't see it for yourself, it doesn't exist. I've actually got many, many magical powers that would blow your mind.
Like what?
Off the top of my head, I can make you disappear.
Prove it. Make me disappear.
Okay. Look deeply into my eyes. Now, you've really got to concentrate here, okay? So, we're breathing deeply in through the nose. And out through the mouth. Focus. And one big one.
Ryan retches and covers his nose.
Oh, God! And just like that, he's gone.
Hopefully that smell should have subsided by next Tuesday at 10:30. So some of the random tweets we've had on Twitter. Why is he seeing a man in a dog suit? Well, that's the mystery. Keep watching. Someone was asking if cheese can really make a dog pass win like that. I can honestly say I've never tried to find out. And John Ottaway says, absolutely loving Wilfred. It makes me snort with laughter and sometimes a little bit of wee. I would see someone about that, John. You can still let us know what you think with all things Wilfred related. Head to the BBC Three website or our Facebook page.